This is Tracy Morgan with the news department with the Butler Radio Network. With me right now is Mary Pataki. She, of course, takes care of the Butler City Area Meals on Wheels, and, of course, one of the many organizations that are great organizations helping Butler and Butler County. So, Mary, thank you very much for taking a few minutes. I know it's been a busy week and a confusing week, but where are you right now with Meals on Wheels in the city of Butler?
Well, right now we are currently working on collecting food and packing boxes for our clients. Typically, Tracy, we send out hot meals to our clients Monday through Friday. But to protect our volunteers and staff, we've made some changes. This week on Tuesday, we collected, most items were donated, but we did also purchase items to be sent to our clients to give them enough food for 1 week.
So you made one delivery that would last throughout the week instead of daily deliveries.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there was no contact with the clients. What we did is we packaged up the boxes here at our site and delivered to their house. We left the box outside their house or in their garage or in their basement, no contact with them. They were contacted by phone to let them know that this was taking place. We also contacted emergency contacts of those that needed help, which most of our clients do, of course.
Absolutely.
Getting these items into their home. So they got a lot of things like microwavable meals, tuna pouches, cans of chili, peanut butter, vegetables, dried cherries. We also, here at the site, not anticipating things happening so quickly, we had some milk and little containers of milk. We sent quarts of milk. We made some coleslaw, and we had fresh vegetables, things like that. So they got some fresh items as well.
The perishable items, I'm wondering, did you make sure that the folks were home, or did you get a confirmation that they were able to pick up that food if they were if that meal packet involved some perishable items?
Most definitely. Like I said, everyone got a call. They are all homebound, of course, so they're home, and especially at this time, everyone's home more than normal.
Right.
Doctor's appointments are being canceled and whatnot. And as I said, we called their loved ones or whoever the emergency contact would be to alert them as well. That way, we knew boxes were getting into the home.
So that was this Tuesday that you did that. Mm-hmm. You had that delivery for a week. And we've been trying to make sure that we date these interviews for folks in case they're hearing these at a different time. But I'm talking to Mary Pataki at about 10 o'clock in the morning on March 20th. So it's Friday. So will you be doing this again next week, a one-day delivery for folks to have food for an entire week?
We are doing a delivery again this coming Monday. You're right. Decisions were just made here. What we have decided at this time, Tracy, is we're doing the delivery Monday. We have enough food here for a couple weeks. There again, we will have some perishable items. We're going to do a delivery on Monday, and then as of Tuesday, Meals on Wheels is closing its doors. Now, included in what Meals on Wheels is sending, I was contacted by Butler County Area Agency on Aging. They are offering to the community 60 and older a delivery of five frozen meals. They offered those to us for our clients. So we're including in our delivery not only the shelf-safe food that we have and some of the perishable items that we have, also these five frozen dinners.
Mary Pataki is with me, the Meals on Wheels, can I say coordinator, if that's the right term, with Butler City. I know there are many that are out there, but we're just talking with Mary right now with the Butler City Area Meals on Wheels. And let me ask you, Mary, when you say you would be closing your doors, is that because you would run out of food? What if people donate food to you? Have you thought that far ahead, or are you just taking this day by day, week by week?
We won't be here. We're just trying to keep everyone safe.
Okay.
We, you know, keeping our volunteers safe, keeping staff safe. We want everyone to remain healthy, trying to keep the distance from each other, from the volunteers, from the clients as much as possible. Do our part in not spreading the coronavirus.
Right.
None of us that we know of are ill, but we're just trying to do our part to keep that from happening.
So if people are hearing this now, Mary, and they're and we're trying to keep people from panicking. I mean, that's one of the things that we do here at the radio station is offer information so we can get the information out and help us all make good choices and not to panic. But yet, if people hear, I will be getting my food, 2 weeks worth of food, and then you're closing your doors, what would you say to somebody who hears that and then thinks, now what? Now what do I do?
It's a temporary closure. Just like all the businesses around us are closing just at this time, they want people to remain home. So this is a temporary thing until we can have our staff and our volunteers back here. And then once again, we will resume our delivery of hot meals. This is very temporary. What we're going to do is revisit and see where everything is in 2 weeks. Hopefully everything will be fine and we'll start our delivery of hot meals again. In the meantime, in the information all our clients are receiving in a letter from me, I'm giving them the phone number of the Area Agency on Aging, that if they need the frozen meals delivered to them, they can call that number. And that will get them through a period of time that may happen or may not happen. Maybe in 2 weeks, we're back here and we're cooking meals again, and we're back to our regular routine. We can't predict what's happening tomorrow.
And I would assume you're not taking any new clients at this point. You're just helping the clients that you have, and you're going to be sending out that letter with information.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
the letter will arrive with the box on Monday. I will be making phone calls as well. When you're working with a population that's used to a routine such as we do, it doesn't hurt to talk to them as well as have something in writing.
Absolutely.
Something for them to refer to.
I just want to make sure that we clarify, just for folks who have been listening, and there's a overwhelming amount of information coming at all of us. So I just want to make sure that we're clear that,
yes,
will you clarify for me, you'll be making a delivery on Monday that will last for 2 weeks, or you will be making 2 more weeks worth of deliveries?
No, the delivery we make on Monday is the last one. It should be enough food for 2 weeks.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for clarifying. Okay.
Yes.
Mary, before I let you go, any other final thoughts you want to make sure that we know, your clients know, as we go through the next many days?
We always have our clients and our volunteers' best interest in mind. This is a very, very difficult time for all of us. We want to make sure our clients are taken care of. If you know of anyone that is elderly or in need, please just make a phone call to them. You know, we find the best thing to do right now is to get the food to their door, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and leave it. So we're not making contact with them. And we can do that as neighbors, as family members. It's a trying time for all of us, but we have a lot of elderly people and homebound people that need that extra step. So I think if we all do that, that'll help them as well. This is very temporary for Butler Meals on Wheels. We will be here. We'll be taking our hot meals to our clients once again.
Mary, I just want to say thank you very much for all that you do and all of your volunteers. And I know that I'm going to say I know this, but I'm going to assume that with your volunteers not working, it's heavy on their hearts as well, because they know they have a role in helping other people and delivering this food. And when that stops, that's all also heavy on their hearts.
It's so heavy on their hearts.
Right.
My.
Thank you for what you do, and we'll keep in touch as we go throughout these many days.
Please do. I appreciate it, Tracy.
Thank you for being with us.
Sure. Take care.